It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Once again, we begin in Ukraine, where Putin's thugs are targeting civilians and are causing mass casualties as they escalate an unprovoked war. Ukrainian officials on Monday said that Russia has started its expected major offensive in eastern Ukraine with a flurry of missile attacks on cities across the country. Russia has been amassing troops and material for an anticipated offensive in the Donbas region, parts of which are controlled by pro-Russia separatists. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said it can now be stated that the Russian troops have begun the battle for Donbas, for which they have been preparing for a long time. He said a very large part of the entire Russian army is now focused on this offensive. Ukrainian security officials said their forces were holding on in the targeted areas. And Zelensky again, in a video address, responded by saying, "We will defend ourselves. We will fight. We will not give away anything Ukrainian." Here at home, the CDC's mask mandate for travelers is no longer in effect on airplanes and other public transportation. This following a federal judge's ruling on Monday. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel, a Trump appointee from Florida, of course, said that the mandate exceeds the statutory authority of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A Biden administration official on Monday night said that the agencies are reviewing the decision and assessing potential next steps, and added that the CDC still recommends that people continue to wear masks in indoor public transportation settings. I know I would. After the mandate was struck down, several U.S. airlines announced that masks are now optional on their aircraft. This decision comes as coronavirus cases are again climbing in the Northeast as the BA.2 Omicron subvariant, which is even more contagious than its predecessor, becomes the predominant strain in the U.S. Health officials say it's not clear whether the rise is the start of a larger surge. And at the same time, the city of Philadelphia started enforcing its new indoor mask mandate on Monday, making it the first major city in the country to reinstate a local face covering requirement this spring due to rising coronavirus infections. Now we move down to Florida, where the state's governor on Monday defended Florida's Department of Education's rejection of 41% of 132 public school K-12 math textbooks, saying that they wasted space on, quote, social and emotional learning that diluted the essential subject matter. Democrats accused DeSantis of making muddy and dishonest allegations about school material to score points with conservative voters.
In all, the state tossed out 54 books that they say can't be used in the state of Florida. But what they aren't saying is specifically why they're being tossed out.
Math is about getting the right answer.
But getting an answer to why the books were rejected isn't so easy.
Most of the books that did not meet Florida standards for whatever reason.
A press release calls the books inappropriate, saying it rejected books containing critical race theory, Common Core, and material that used social and emotional learning.
The governor's office has yet to provide us with specifics.
Claiming they can't because the authors own the rights to the material. His press secretary, though, tweeting this problem, which mentions non-binary students, but that example is not found in any Florida school books.
The examples being shared by the administration are at this point not relevant to Florida, which is a habit that Governor DeSantis continuously does.
Experts suspect the majority were rejected for using Common Core, a long-form way of teaching math, which the governor banned in 2021.
The few examples that they gave were not in any of the books they banned. Just unbelievable. But here's one from the Win One for the Good Guys file. Last week, constitutional attorney John Bonifaz of Free Speech for People came on my show to tell us about their work challenging the re-election right of some members of Congress on the basis of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
To ensure that election officials follow the mandate of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, otherwise known as the Insurrectionist Disqualification Clause. That language of the Constitution makes clear that anyone who takes an oath of office and then engages in insurrection is forever barred from holding public office. Again, it was designed by the framers of the 14th Amendment to address the ex-Confederates who were in positions of government power or sought to gain positions of government power right after the Civil War. And the point was that these ex-Confederates who had previously taken an oath of office to defend the Constitution had then turned around and engaged in the country's first insurrection, the Civil War. We now have the second insurrection in our nation's history on January 6, 2021. And that language of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment applies to people as well in this era who took an oath of office and engaged in that insurrection and are now forever barred from holding public office again. That includes Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina, includes Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia, and it includes Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, and Mark Fincham in Arizona. And it obviously includes Donald Trump, the insider-in-chief.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia lost her bid to block a constitutional challenge to her reelection. U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg of the Northern District of Georgia denied Greene's request for a preliminary injunction and temporary restraining order, ruling that Greene had failed to meet the burden of persuasion. In her 73-page order, Judge Totenberg wrote, "This case involves a whirlpool of colliding constitutional interests of public import. The novelty of the factual and historical posture of this case, especially when assessed in the context of a preliminary injunction motion reviewed on a fast track, has made resolution of the complex legal issues at stake here particularly demanding. Free Speech for People, the organization representing a group of Georgia voters in the lawsuit, on Monday said, the publicly available evidence establishes that Greene helped facilitate the insurrection before, during, and after January 6, 2021. Their challenges to the reelection campaigns of others, including Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina and Paul Gosar and others in Arizona, are still pending. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.